We're here with Henry Wagons at the Americana Music Festival, and he's just finished a set here. I guess it was shot for video, some kind of promotional stuff. What was going on here?
Well, I think I was asked to play one song twice for a site called Brite, B-R-I-T-E. It's actually one of the most surreal things I've ever done, having to play the same song in front of an audience two times in a row. Sort of like some surreal twist on stereo performance.
And no one knew whether to applaud or not. As much as we appreciated it, it was like, do we screw up the recording? You've done very well. You're from Melbourne. You've done very well in Australia. And you've had a chance to tour the U.S. a couple of times. Who have you played with?
Well, our sort of door, I guess, was opened by having the opportunity to play and support those darlings, and also Justin Townes-Earl. Came over for the first time on my own and did sort of half of a tour with Justin and another half with those darlings. And I couldn't tell you who I preferred. They are both like my children. I could not separate them.
So you tour as a solo artist and you tour as Wagons?
Yeah, we just actually finished a band tour not so long ago. We were over here for a month following the release of our album, Rumble, Shake and Tumble, available on iTunes if you were care to look it up. But I usually play with the band, but I also really like playing solo because I don't have a bass player at any point telling me to shut up at any point.
So I've read some interviews with you, where you've described yourself as sort of the fat Elvis period. Is that clearly not physically? So what's going on there in terms of the sound of that era?
Well, it's just as much. I mean, I love late Elvis's music, but it's also the kind of show he puts on, a big, sweaty, thumping kind of stomping. Huge show. I mean, I guess I grew up starting to play music in the 90s when there's a lot of shoegazers hanging around, and I sort of would go home and watch, well, VHS tapes of that my mum had of Elvis and also other big performers. I hate to admit, Tom Jones, Rod Stewart, and see these guys putting on a massive show, and I just wanted to not be shoegazer and play these big dramatic songs and also make a dick of myself playing on stage. And now here I am many years later getting to do it in Nashville. It's a weird twist.
We've got 30 seconds left in this telling interview. What's the deal with Americana and Australia? The artists are well represented here. What's the common vibe?
Both countries start with A and sound good with Anna. I have no idea. America's a big influence on Australia, I think. So the scene isn't that big in Australia on the same token. So I don't know quite what it is, but I'm glad to be here anyway.
Henry Wagons, thanks very much.
Good one.
Perfect.